Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine now. All right. I'm just going to say this, and we're not going to bring it up again. Okay. But don't we all feel that Mother Nature's playing a joke on us, that all of a sudden they're going to snatch this rug of beautiful weather right out from underneath us?
If she is playing a joke, I'm fine with it because I know that my power bill has gone down significantly.
The air at night, I still have it on like in the afternoon.
I didn't even turn it on in the afternoon.
Oh, you didn't?
It gets a little uncomfortable for a couple hours, but then it's right back to getting cool again.
Getting cool again. But I know now it doesn't come, the air doesn't come on after around 11 at night. Doesn't come on all night long anymore. Yeah.
And it doesn't kick on till late in the afternoon too.
Yeah, that's true. It's great. Yay, finally. So we're just going to act like now we're done. It's over. Anyway, fall is here. Autumn actually started, 2 days ago? So autumn is here, and so are you. I know lots of football's going on, lots of sports going on, but I always appreciate when you guys tune in and give me a few hours of your day. Well, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for their big box of donuts for our guests today. And we also want to thank McDonald's, who's presenting this show today, along with all of our sponsors here on Traveling with Françoise. Please, when you use them, take the time to tell them that you heard about them on the show. It's very important to them. All right, we want to send out our condolences to the Caruso family with the loss of Patty Daly Caruso. I went to the service yesterday at Sacred Heart in Palm Desert, and it was lovely. It really, really was nice. For some of you, you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. It was just a lovely, lovely event, and Patty will be greatly missed here in the Coachella Valley. Also this week, I went to the event A Few Good Men, and this was benefiting the Ronald McDonald House. And Dick Schalhoub and Fitz was there, and Tim Esser and Dan Ball and Vince Battaglia. All these guys were honored. It was a really fun event. They did a good job. I have to say, though, some of these auction items, they had a guitar there that was signed by Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah?
They had a guitar that was signed by Adele. They had a photograph, a Game of Thrones photograph that was signed by the little guy. What's his name?
I don't know, but I know who you're talking
about. He's the queen, what's her name's hand? Uh-huh. I know. Darius, I think that's her name. Anyway, that was there. They had some amazing silent auction items, but their live auction packages, they had one going to Lady Gaga in concert at LA Forum with transportation, two tickets, a night at the Marriott. That was donated by Dick Schalhoub. And let's see, who else? There was others. Dine and drink like a chef. There was Party with BB. There was a Fantasy Springs getaway. There was Fitz's Jazz Cafe. They had some really huge packages that they auctioned off. So they did really well for the Ronald McDonald House.
That's awesome.
Nice event. Yeah.
But
the silent auctions, I tell you, if you're out there, you're having a charity event, you have to rethink these silent auctions because people just are not bidding on those items.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you could go down a whole row and maybe see one item that had bids on it.
Oh, wow.
And when they start at $700-$800 minimum bid.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough, especially if you want to bid for the live auction items.
Right.
So I don't know. Anyway, it's just something maybe we need to reconsider here in the Coachella Valley. I have some local news, but before we go there, I want to tell you we have one prize today, and this is a $350 value, and that is two tickets to the Desert Oasis Music Festival on October 7th and 8th. At the Empire Polo Grounds. Now, they have all sorts of music there. They've really made sure it's diverse. At first, it kind of started out like a reggae-type event, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah, and they're going to have I have a whole list of things that they're going to have there that I'll tell you about later on the show. But this has general admission passes for 2 days, general parking pass. General admission parking pass goes along with this. And like I say, these are $175 each, these tickets. So we'll give those away in the second hour of the show. I was not on TV yesterday, but I'll be back next week with a look at the Kona Kai on Shelter Island in San Diego. In fact, we are going to be having a month-long contest for two-night stay at the Kona Kai on Shelter Island in San Diego.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's really, you're right out there. It's right on the island, the tip of the island, and you see the cruise ships and the military ships and all the boaters going all through the channel, and it's a beautiful spot.
I like that. Yeah. I like to just kind of relax. You might not know that, but I like to just relax, and that sounds perfect.
It is, because it's a show. All right. Day long, it's a show of watching all these boats all over the place. And then there's the marina behind you. So that's going to be going up on the website. And we're going to be doing some other stuff with the Kona Kai in San Diego. So that's, I'm excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, on TV, Nashville. You saw the Nashville show?
I did see the Nashville. I watched it last night.
Yeah, and yeah. A, B, C, what'd we get?
I enjoyed it. It was A. I very much enjoyed it. I liked, I like that. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I forget that I'm watching you, I guess. Does that make sense?
Which is good, because it's about the show.
Right.
No, I love that. I mean, and it moves right along, and it's just, you get a lot of information, and I don't feel not too much of any one thing.
No, and what, like you said, like with the information, what I like is that it doesn't feel, like I don't feel like I'm studying or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It is a lot of information, but it doesn't feel like... like schoolwork.
Right. No. Heck no. No. Oh, well, good.
Doesn't feel like an infomercial. How about that?
Yeah. And it's not supposed to.
Because that's
to.
What you don't want. You know?
Yeah. No, I certainly don't want that. But I have to give Steve, my cameraman, Steve Tangi, huge credits for that, because he is just growing with the show. We're all growing. And he just spent so many hours on it. And I'm just really thrilled with it. However, I decided to pull it off, and I'm throwing back the Blue Angel show.
I think that's good.
We haven't seen that one in a long time.
It's been a while.
So we're going to and I'm going to bring back some of the first few as well.
I think that's a good idea, because I think that there's people who maybe only saw just kind of maybe a recent one or two, and they didn't even realize it's been around for as long as it has.
Yeah, 9 episodes now. And you can see them all on the website, traveling, all of them except the Nashville show. I'll have to get that one up on the website. But yesterday I was at the service. In fact, I was standing there waiting for a friend to show up, and one of the fellows that works for, I think it's Weifel's Mortuary, or he leans over and he goes, "I love your shows." I said, "What?" And he goes, "I do." He goes, "I just love all your shows, Francoise." And
that's
his
awesome.
Name is Jeremy. So, Jeremy, that was really sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah. You just never know where you're going to meet people. All right. If you haven't noticed out there, there's a lot of road construction. Please. Have you noticed it? Date Palm? Have you tried to go up Date Palm lately at the end?
No, I haven't.
Don't.
You know what? You're talking closer to 111,
right?
Right,
close to 111.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Don't go there. It's a mess, because they're making a right turn lane in a De Anza. I think, is it De Anza Country Club right there? I think that's what it is. But it has all the bridge down to one lane on both ways. There's road construction on Monterey. There's road construction in Palm Springs. And City of Palm Desert, they have the number 2 slow lane on the southbound Portola Avenue will be continuously closed 1,000 feet north and 1,000 feet south. And it is closed. I'm running into it every day as they're putting in electrical lines for that Villa Bellagio project. So they're just, oh my gosh, there is road construction everywhere. Even inside where I live. Edison is digging up these gigantic holes along the streets. They're doing something with the electrical lines.
Oh, are they?
And here's the sad part. We just had all the streets paved, dug up
and now
they're
paved into them?
Last year. Brand new street paving.
Right.
And now I notice these gigantic cracks in the streets where they dug these huge holes. I mean, huge, that they have to cover them up with a steel plate because they're still not done.
Right.
There must be 30 of them along the streets.
Wow.
I know. And I thought to myself, okay, are they going to repave the whole streets for us now?
Yeah, they're going to have to, I would think.
Anyway, so here's some more news. CarMax may be opening a store soon in Palm Desert. It's first in the Coachella Valley and a city's first auto sales business. Now, I brought this up is because they're going to be in a huge shopping center over at called Monterey Crossing. It's an 18-acre mixed-use commercial development planned by Newport Beach-based Fountainhead Development. The site is going to have restaurants and a four-story hotel, drive-through restaurants. And I'm trying to figure out, this is on the northeast corner of Monterey Avenue and Dinah Shore. They say the restaurants involved are Chick-fil-A, The Habit Burger Grill, Pieology, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Pokehana. I'm thinking that's, where Sam's Club ends? And there's that big kind of dirt lot across the street there?
Yeah.
It says Monterey and Dinah Shore. I can only think that that's the spot. Oh, I think that's it. But this is going to be a huge, because I always cut through Dinah Shore that back way.
Is it a CarMax store?
Well, they're saying they're trying to put one in.
But CarMax, like the website to buy cars?
I think they have regular sales.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. But
I think it's funny that these internet companies, you know, came online and put out the brick and mortar, and now a lot of them are
going back to brick and mortar.
Going back to brick and mortar.
I know. They can't decide. It's like the newspaper. You know, they want you to go all online. And there's a big hoopla about the Desert Sun raising their prices $10.
Right. Yeah, everybody just keeps raising things more expensive.
Well, the whole idea is they want to push you to online. Yeah. So I go to online, but it's you don't flip through it like you do a paper. I have to weed through all the commercials.
And pop-up ads.
Pop-up ads.
Their ads are one of the worst.
Yeah.
That particular website.
I know. And then so it takes me longer, but I'm not going to pay $45 a month for the paper.
No.
So anyway, so that's the latest news here that I can think of. Today, joining us on the show, we have Joe Rosen from the Parkinson's Resource Center. We have Rocky Galindo. He's going to fill us in what's going on at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Yeah, love my car. I just love my Atlas. So easy to drive down. Now that I'm used to it, first, you know, when you have a new car, you're a little, tentative and you're worried. You don't want anybody parking next to you. I'm getting used to all the little lights that come on when people are driving up next to me so I don't change lanes into them. Now I'm really comfortable in my Atlas and I tool around, but it was funny at first. It's a tiny bit large, not as large as we used to have at Expedition, but not as large. But it's right there. It fits everywhere, though. It's so easy to drive. And that backup camera, yeah, I really like that. So I think that's kind of cover it for just right about now. Oh, in the second hour of the show, just so you know, Stephen Lalo are coming in the last half hour. We're going to talk about their safari and their experience in Kenya at the Great Migration. Yeah, seeing that, wow, that's pretty phenomenal. That's crazy. But one of these days, that's on my list of things to do. I have a humongous list of things to do. Everyone should have a list of things that they want to do. Whether you ever do them all or not, you can scratch off the ones that you do, big or small. It could be just going for a ride on the tram. Could be going to the living desert. Make a little list for yourself and try to accomplish that. Really. Could be just going, I don't know, to an IMAX movie. But something, because Sean, I know you've done a lot of things since you started helping me out on this show.
Yeah, and I went to a movie the other day.
I know. So there you go. What'd you see?
It. I went and saw It.
That's not the goat, the clown thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see.
I didn't want to, but I kind of got stuck into it, and you know, it's funny though. I kind of did want to see it because my mom was always a big Stephen King fan, which is funny because
his books are scary.
She just doesn't like scary movies or anything. Yeah. So I think it's funny that she was a big Stephen King fan.
Yeah.
But so I like to see Stephen King movies.
Was it good? Was it scary?
Not really.
Okay. Well, there
I don't
we go.
Think it was a lot of really loud jump scare stuff. A lot of really loud out at you. I like more like
sneak up behind and slit their
throat. No, I like more like like psychological. That's what I like.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, Rocky Galindo joins us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. The Get a Life Weekly Announcements right now is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, the Boardroom, Gallery 500, and at Alia. There you go. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call them today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Now, last night, if you were driving by, they have a program there called Lights for a Cause, and they change the lights for different days that they're celebrating that we can bring awareness to. And last night, it was magenta, purple, and pink. It was just gorgeous. And that was for Bisexuality Awareness Day. They do it for all the different holidays, Christmas and 4th of July, but the building is beautiful at night.
I have to look at it. I haven't seen it at night.
It's gorgeous. The other night it was purple for, I think it was International Day of Peace. And
really?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it really is pretty. So check it out on the corner of Ronan Indian Canyon, The 500. All right, Palm Desert is seeking artists for a traffic signal cabinet beautification project. If you are an artist and want to be part of this, the deadline is October 6th. For more information, you go to the City of Palm Desert You can give them a call. I had the information on the website, but it is 760-837-1664, and they are paying artists to do this. So be aware that this is not a donation project. This is a you will be paid to do. I would do it, but I'm just not that good of an artist. So, yeah. So I don't think they want stick figures on right. the side of it. Yeah. Or little swirls of color. I can maybe do that, but that's about it. And the BNP Paribas Open, daily tickets and doubles package, daily double packages are now on sale. Believe it or not, yes, for the BNP Paribas Open, which will be happening March 5th through 18th. And you can go to bnpparibasopen.com. They're going to get bigger and better over there. Also, Coachella Valley Volkswagen Rocky isn't here yet, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you they have a bunch of year-end deals going on. You know, they're trying to, the 18s are coming into 2018, so you can get some fabulous deals now on 2017s. They're new cars. I mean, it is 2017.
Yep.
But yeah, so go on over there, check it out. They have the Jetta, Passat. They have, I don't know, the check calling, they should have an Atlas or two there. They have the new smaller version of the Atlas coming out. That looks, the Tiguan, that looks very nice.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, they keep promoting it on TV. And so I need to go on over there and see what they have. A lot of pre-owned cars as well. They do a great job over there. Georgian Service. He's my guy. He's my go-to guy. So it's Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. Give him a call, 760-204-4000, and they will take care of you right. Armin there, Bazdak. He is the general manager, and all his staff there, Armin and Manny and George and everybody will take good care of you. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a lot of upgrades during the off season for them. They're coming to life with all their events coming up. So please, if you're looking for a country club, Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert might be the perfect place for you. Thai Smile, they are open. They have staying with their summer hours, though, all the way through the season. They will be closed in the middle of the day from 2:30 to 4:30. Just keep that in mind. Let's see, Renova Solar. Vince was there the other night being honored. He's doing such a great job. I love all the stuff he's doing over there. The 500, they have their own electric vehicle charging station now. First 30 minutes is free. This is something that a lot of us don't think, a lot of business owners don't think about. When they put charging stations, you know that there's that random charging station in a lot of places you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can't use those for regular parking spots.
But see, to me, that makes sense, well, though. I don't know why somebody would assume that they could just park there.
Well, people make comments. They get upset when there's no parking and there's that one spot open. But they can't park there.
Right, but
so
I don't
know what the answer is to that. I get it because I know a lot of times I'll be driving in and I'll say, oh, there's a spot and I'll go to turn in and then it's a charging spot and
right.
I won't do it. But
but here's the thing, though. But is that the spot or is that just you want better signage?
Well, what do you mean?
I guess what I'm saying is, are you upset because they get the spot? That extra spot is saved for that? Or would it be okay if they just had better signage to where you knew before you pulled in? Like, oh,
yeah.
I can't park here.
No, I probably am just disappointed it wasn't a free spot. You know, I understand it's a charging, so that part doesn't bother
right.
me. I think I was just disappointed because I thought it was a spot and it wasn't.
Right.
So, well, no matter if it was blocked off for some sort of construction,
right.
I'd still go, oh, darn, I thought I had that spot.
The one that I never understand is sometimes it's mainly like gas stations, but they always have a spot that's just randomly not open. Like they have a cone.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't understand that.
Okay.
There's no parking, but for some reason nobody can park here.
When you're talking about the pump?
No, just, their parking spots.
Oh, in their parking
spots.
Yeah,
I'll see it every now and then. I saw it this morning. I guess that's why I'm thinking about it.
That's because the owner wants to park there.
I guess so.
He doesn't want you parking there. All right, Diane Williams and Associates, the on-site sales office at Indian Ridge. Keep them in mind when you're going over there. Command One Security. Get that security in place before the season starts. Don't wait till after it's over with. And we will have Joseph from Expert Repairs joining us soon on the show to tell us about. He was just on a trip in Thailand. He just went on a huge trip. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what he does at Expert Repairs, which is on the upstairs level in the mall near Macy's. So definitely lots of things going on. The Braille Institute, they have all their classes going now. They're all free, so take advantage of what the Braille Institute has to offer. there in Rancho Mirage. And all their information is on the Traveling with Francois website. Now, like I said earlier, I have only one prize to give away on the show today, and that's for the Desert Oasis Music Festival, October 7th through 8th. They are general two-day passes for Saturday and Sunday. They're $175 each. Entrance to the venue for 2 days plus parking, a $350 value. We will give those away later on in the show. Joe Rosen is going to join us in just a few moments after the break, that our kind of, you know, bottom of the hour break from the Parkinson's Resource Center. It's been a long time since Joe has been on the show. And she is the founder of this organization. We'll see what they're up to, where they're going. And they do a lot of great work here in the Coachella Valley. You know, I was thinking about that this morning when I was just kind of putting some of that, looking at some of my notes and putting it together and thinking about all the nonprofits in the Valley. I would think that we must break a record in size of the area, the size of the community,
right,
for as many, we have, what, 700, something like that, nonprofits?
I could see it being a record, because I do. I feel like there's a lot, going on. Yeah.
And what kind of throws me is a lot of these, Ronald McDonald House is for children.
Right.
Not that we don't have a lot of children, but right, compared to a lot of areas, we don't have a lot of children.
Oh, no, it's definitely, this is definitely an older skewed.
Yeah, the nonprofits, for some reason, are we just that giving here in the Valley that...
I would like to think so.
Yeah, I guess I have to think that we have a reputation of being so generous overall of a Valley that has maybe how many year-round residents?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, it just kind of struck me odd.
There probably is a record in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about it, because 700, because people now will be going from event after event, they're going to go.
And you know what? And there's not, I mean, it's not like you watch the news and these things are, you know, there's not, these are legitimate, foundations.
Very, very legitimate. I mean, look at that, Parkinson's Resource Center. Yeah. They have Desert Cancer Foundation and Shelter from the Storm and just all these different that they're really doing. Mama's House. We never heard it 4 years. I don't know. We should pat ourselves on the back. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Joe Rosen's going to join us. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Now, this show's been on the air for 14 and a half years. And when I first started out, people had no idea who I was, what I was doing, what kind of radio show. However, I had a lot of support, and a lot of that came from this person right here, our guest, Joe Rosen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You deserved that support then, and you still do.
Well, thank you. Now, you back how many years ago when the Parkinson's Resource Center opened?
27
years. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
You've done an incredible job with this organization.
Thank you.
And I remember I've been to meetings and all sorts of things with you. Lots of growing pains through the 27 years.
A lot. And, you know, we're still growing, and so there's still pains there. But I guess I'm going to keep going until I get it right.
There you have to. Now, for those that didn't even know that there is the Parkinson's Resource Center, explain to us, what do you do there?
Well, it's actually organization instead of center. So
okay.
It's Parkinson's Resource Organization.
There you go.
So, and what do we do? Well, we do so many things for the community, Francois. We probably first and foremost, people would want to know that we do support groups specifically here in the desert, but we also do them throughout Southern California. But we have two support groups here in the Valley for everybody affected by Parkinson's and the professionals that serve them. And then we have two support group meetings for caregivers only. In addition to that, we have a monthly newsletter that is always filled with information that can help bring the greatest quality of life to those who are living with Parkinson's, whether it be the person with or the caregivers. We bring as many new things as possible to the forefront, things that others haven't even heard of yet, and somehow they find us, and so we bring that to the attention of the world. We have one-on-one coaching that gets done, so if somebody is going through their journey and they get stuck and they don't know what to do, give us a call. We set up an appointment. We'll do a 45-minute or an hour conversation and try and get you through whatever you're stuck on. We do Oh, we have a fabulous website already. Mm-hmm. However, it's 8 years old, so that's old. So we'll be changing that out. We're any day now. Probably, let me see. We're at October 1 already.
Yes,
aren't we?
Just about.
Somewhere in October that mm-hmm. may come up to be if we can pull it off, because we have an event coming up, and so it's hard mm-hmm. to put all of these things together at the right. same time. So it could easily be November 1 that the new website comes on to the forefront. Mm-hmm. We just have magnificent volunteers and very few staff that run this organization and that make it work. Mm-hmm. And it's worked for all 27 years. We've helped thousands and thousands of people, and that's what we're doing today around the globe, actually.
Well, and Joe, when we talk about people with Parkinson's and you're talking about the information, I'm sure most of your programs are free.
Yes, absolutely.
They're free for people. Now, are you talking about helping the families that are dealing with someone in their family that has Parkinson's? Are you talking about helping the person that has the early stages of Parkinson's that they don't know where to turn?
Well, our mission statement says that helping people affected by Parkinson's, even if the person... helping families affected by Parkinson's, even if the family is one, and that one is the person with Parkinson's. So we help the person with Parkinson's, and we help the family or those around, the friends and family who are affected by it. So we do the gambit.
And that we're talking about Parkinson's, and with us is Joe Rose, and she is the founder of the Parkinson's Resource Organization. What exactly is Parkinson's, without going into too much detail, because I'm sure it's a very lengthy illness, but what, if you had to describe it quickly to a group of people, what would you say?
That Parkinson's is a movement disorder, so mm-hmm. everything that moves in our body, starting from the top of the head in the brain, to the eyes mm-hmm. blinking, to swallowing, to breathing, to digesting food, to walking, to talking, all affected by movement, and it's all affected over time. Mm-hmm. It is a disease that is caused, or the symptoms, we know the symptoms are caused by a buildup of plaque in the brain, and once that plaque is eradicated is when we are going to get to the cure.
Interesting. I did not even know that. Now, is Parkinson's something that then I'm thinking, and I could certainly be wrong, affects an aging population, not so much in young people, or could it be any age?
No, the youngest person that I know of that was diagnosed with Parkinson's was age 4.
Oh.
So that's, I mean, that's mm-hmm. not aging at that point,
no.
unless,
yeah.
I don't think. It used to be that it would attract people in their mid-60s, but that's not true anymore either. I know people who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and those are the ones that break my heart as mm-hmm. when they get diagnosed, because they probably have 1 to 4 kids, and they're just at the prime of making their next step in their career, and then they get hit with a movement disorder, and now they can't work, certainly at the job that they wanted to.
Well, and I know you lost your husband to Parkinson's, and that's how all this started.
The two people, my husband and my mother. My mother was diagnosed first, and excuse me, and then my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's gone now for 10 years, and mm-hmm. I'm continuing that journey.
Good for you.
For whatever reason, I guess I just keep getting called uh-huh. back into it. As mm-hmm. many times as I thought I should leave, something comes back. The universe comes and says, not yet.
No, we need you, Joe. We need you. Yes. All right. So to help fund all these programs and to help to keep the Parkinson's Resource Organization going so you can help all these people around the world now, you have events. Of course, you also take donations.
Oh, absolutely.
Always donations. And before we go, I want to make sure that we talk about your need for volunteers. But you have an event coming up on Saturday, October 28th. It's from 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Westin Mission Hills Golf Resort and Spa. So tell us what this is about.
Well, it's a combination, and actually starts on the 27th if somebody wants to come to a VIP reception. But
okay.
Otherwise, it's a symposium. So mm-hmm. it's a learning a whole day class, if you will, on a multitude of subjects, and I will even read them off.
Mm-hmm.
TMJ, temporomandibular joint, that's the jaw, and the connection between that and Parkinson's symptoms. Care questions. We've got someone coming in who has a caregiving university. Will teach us about caregiving and questions about care receiving. Legal planning through chronic illness. Financial planning through chronic illness. Dealing with off episodes and psychosis. Clinical trials. Medical marijuana and the science in medical marijuana. Life at the end of life, and of course, the name of the event itself, On the Road to the Cure, and it's the science that is here. It's the science that we know when we talk about the plaque that's in the brain. Mm-hmm. We now know a science company that is coming to talk about how they've been able to target and destroy that plaque in mice and reverse the disease process.
Wow.
It's very exciting. And this is not just for Parkinson's. This is for neurological disorders. So Alzheimer's would be in there. MS would be in there. Epilepsy.
That was my next question. When I'm looking at all your topics, to me, this would be something that many people should participate in this.
Yes, so it's really brought to them by Parkinson's mm-hmm. Resource Organization. However, it is a day filled that anyone in this valley mm-hmm. that's living could actually find this fruitful and beneficial to their life.
This is fascinating. Now, this does start, you said, at 7 a.m., and then in the evening, you have your VIP reception on Friday. You have a lot going on here. You have entertainment as well. So the whole day, does it accumulate into an event, a dinner and entertainment
at night? It does. And
lunches?
So if someone doesn't want to come, so the day of the symposium starts at 7:30 in the morning for registration. Mm-hmm. We've got Father Howard Lincoln coming to do the invocation, which is wonderful to bless mm-hmm. our day. And then we have, the symposium actually stops at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then at 6 o'clock, I think it is, or 6:30, I think it's 6 o'clock. Dinner starts, and dinner has a show involved with it. So we have two wonderful entertainers. One's a little newbie. Her name is Hannah Johnson, and her favorite uncle at 59, I think he was, just passed away from Parkinson's, mm-hmm. and he had it for like 20 years. So mm-hmm. there goes your 39-year diagnosis.
Exactly.
Okay. But she's a little performer, and she herself has Tourette syndrome, and she found her voice and her speech through music. And so she's coming to perform her favorite song in honor of Uncle Bob.
Aww.
And then we have this fabulous lady named Rebecca Clark, who is a tribute artist. She sings and looks like Barbara Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fabulous. I've heard her. I know she's going to do her show that she's performed in Las Vegas and many other places. And so that's our dinner show and entertainment. So if someone wants to pass the symposium and just do dinner, they can. If they want to take in the symposium and the dinner, or if they want to meet the speakers the night before and do the symposium and the dinner, we've got prices for all three.
You do, and they're very, very reasonable prices.
I think so, too.
My gosh, the VIP reception, $25 after October 16th, $10 by October 10th. There's all these prices. Are they on the website now? Are they going to be?
They will be on the website.
They will be shortly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that website is parkinsonsresource.org. I will have this on Traveling with Francoise on my website along with your phone number so people can go from there to your site really easily so that I don't have to look really hard. And volunteers, Joe, we have
can we do that? Because not only the volunteers, we'd like to have vendors who have something to offer mm-hmm. to this community. We've got spaces available for them.
Okay.
And we would love to have some sponsors. Anybody that would like to sponsor this event? It's how we can keep the prices to where they are so that we can make it affordable to anyone. We're not going to let anyone not come. Mm-hmm. If they need to come, they'll be there.
They'll be there. Okay. That's great. You guys do such a fabulous job. And volunteers, we have just about a minute left now. Volunteers for the Parkinson's Resource Organization. Do you need volunteers?
Yeah.
Always, I know. Always.
It's how we live. Do you know, we could not live without volunteers. And we need them that can do clerical. We need them that can do computers, that can do technical work. We need them that can do press work, press releases, mm-hmm. Get out into the community. People who can write stories about mm-hmm. what we do and those that we've helped. Can create their own stories. We need people the day of the event to help us. We need at least 40 volunteers for that day. I'm not sure how many we have at this point. I have some magnificent volunteers with me right now that I could not have lived without. They are people whose family members had Parkinson's, and they're in there for their journey is continuing as well.
All right. And that number to call, if they just call this 877 number, 877-775-4111, they will get a hold of whoever they need to get a hold of.
They will. That's a toll-free number. They can also call a local number, 760-773-5628.
Okay. That's 760-773-5628. All right. Joe Rosen, thank you so much for joining us
Francoise,
today.
Oh, Francoise, thank
so
you.
So you have to be back more often, all right? It's been too long. It's been way too long. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to cover some more events in the Valley, free and what you have to pay for. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise Rhodes, and you're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We are radio and television, because I have the 30-minute, and a lot of people are still going, you do? We have a 30-minute travel show now on Fox 11, noon on Thursdays, and 5:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Don't miss it. But if you did miss an episode now, the Nashville is the only show that's not posted on the website. I will be posting that link soon. You can go to the Traveling with Francoise website, and I have unpublished links to the YouTube page, and you can watch them that way. So if you missed a show, and also podcasts of the radio show. If you missed one of the radio shows, you can go back quite a ways and listen to past shows. All right, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all. They're in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francoise. All right, the Buddy Rogers Youth Symphony Auditions happens tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Hope Lutheran Church in Palm Desert. That is on Portola Avenue. For more information, I would just go to cbsymphony.com. But it is the Buddy Rogers Youth Symphony Auditions. Also, the new gallery is open over the Palm Desert Community Gallery. It's right there at the Civic Center. If you've never been, it's a free art gallery open Monday through Friday. And they do a really nice job over there. They just had a reception for their latest work called Inspiration. They have new artists come through. New artists stay about 4 months, and then a new artist comes in. It's really a nice little gallery over there. Of course, we talked about the Braille Institute and all their classes that are going on right now, fall classes. On September 29th, they have lighting and sunglasses. A discussion about that. So for those, see, that just tells you that the Braille Institute doesn't help people that are completely blind. They do that for certain. That's how it all started. But they help people with vision loss that's slowly advancing. Don't wait till it's too late. Take care of it now. They have so many great helpful classes and things that you can use and to make your life a lot easier. Also, the Annenberg Retreat at Sunnylands, they are now open. They are having their films out on the lawn. Weather is perfect for it. In fact, now you probably have to take a sweater.
Yeah.
I know. It's just, wow. I was looking at my clothes. In fact, I said today, I almost wore long pants. Almost. I said, I'm just so close now of getting the sandals, putting them away, and wearing sandals. It's funny because we that live here year-round like that change. But when all our visitors come in, they'll wear shorts and sandals no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No matter what. But the rest of us, we're wearing long pants.
There's days where I'll have shorts and I won't want to go somewhere because I don't want people to think I don't live here.
Oh, you don't live here because you don't want to put long
There's
pants
days
on.
Where I'll go out and, like, if you're local, you're not wearing shorts right now.
Yeah, no, you're not. And we have sweaters and scarves and all. You'd think we were in Alaska somewhere. Anyway, the Annenberg Retreat at Sunnylands, they have their last movie of September is The Perfect Game. That is on September 29th. The gates open at 7. The movie starts at 7:30. Bring a lawn chair, blankets, small picnics. So pets are not permitted. Carpooling is advised. So That is on Ranch Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage. If you've never been, it's a beautiful property over there, at Sunnylands. And the center there is just spectacular. When you walk in, first thing I want you to do is look up, because that building was built around that view of the mountains behind it. They have this gigantic glass wall. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Okay, well, you guys, you need to go over there and just wander around for about an hour. But when you walk
I get followed when I do that.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. That's okay. But look up and look at this beautiful panoramic view of the mountains. It's really gorgeous. The architect did a phenomenal job there. And now it's time for the prize events, brought to you by Desert Arc Attire. They are in Thousand Palms. And remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire for silk screening, embroidering, and all that kind of stuff, you're employing Desert Arc clients. 760-343-7333. It's a win-win all the way around. And they do have a two-week turnaround. Now, on September 28th, All Valley Mayors and Tribal Chair Luncheon is hosted by the Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce. This is happening at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. It is Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You will find tickets at gcvcc.org. I'm going to put that on the website. What those initials stand for is Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce. But I don't know what the ticket prices are, but I know it is on September 28th. And I will get that on the website. Also on September 30th, the Living Desert has their last safari night. It is Oktoberfest, which will be a lot of fun. You have to be 21 years of age or older to have a drink, the specialty cocktails, but a fun event at the Living Desert from 7 to 10 p.m. on September 30th. And remember, all this information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Palm Canyon Theater, Oliver is playing now all the way until Sunday, October 1st at the Palm Canyon Theater. If you've never been, go. Not a bad seat in the house, and they do a great job over there with all their performances. The Living Desert, let's see, this should have been, no, this is free admission for children with a paid adult. And this goes on every Saturday and Sunday through the Grand Fiesta on October 14th. Let's see, Coachella Valley Repertory, Sunday, October 1st. They're having a world premiere television show and champagne reception. And the Coachella, the CVEP, I know, CVREP. We used to call it CVEP, but it's, well, that's what they call it, Coachella Valley Repertory Theater. So they have this event. It is $75 per person to go. And the information on how to buy your tickets will be on the website. In fact, I was just noticing when I was coming over here that the streets are going to be blocked off on October 1st in Palm Desert, and that is probably for the YB Fit 5K run and walk and bicycle ride happening in Palm Desert. So just remember that Sunday morning, October 1st, which would be next Sunday, some of the streets will have a lot of bicyclists in this. If you would like to be part of it, you can register at YBFitPDChallenge.org. And again, I will get that. People were out practicing this morning.
I'm curious to which streets are closed so I don't get here late.
Well, you know, I don't think they're going to be closed. I think they're just going to be busy. They have lanes closed. I noticed There was big signs out saying that try to avoid these streets, try to avoid Portola. I think Cook will be fine.
Yeah, because I just pretty much go down. I just go down Cook.
You go Cook, yeah. So I think it's just, like I said, it's they just tell you that there's going to be a lot of bicyclists out there. So just beware. And if you can go a different direction, go a different direction. Okay, Oasis Festival. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the second hour because I have those tickets for $350 package to give away. Here is a new a new company actually coming into town, Ponder Financial Firm. They're going to be opening up an office on El Paseo. You might want to go. They have a free ribbon cutting, a book giveaway. The author of the book's going to be there, prizes, all sorts of stuff on Saturday, October 14th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on El Paseo. I will give you that information. It will be on the website. I'll bring it up again next week. Paint El Paseo Pink will be happening that same day. Holy smoke! The season is here.
It is.
All right.
Full effect.
We are going to shift gears now. We're going to step aside while you get some local and national news. When we come back, we are going into travel mode. A lot of things to talk to you about what's happening in the world of travel. And then Lalo and Steve join us to talk about their great migration adventure. Plus, we'll give away those two tickets to the Oasis, Desert Oasis Music Festival, happening October 7th and 8th. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.